Hey there, welcome to Aware. Are we all really educated? This is the question that we ask. And today I want to share with you a few moments within this time that we have together to ask you a few questions. Like one, are you aware that paying tax is optional? Two, are you aware that registering a vehicle is optional? Three, are you aware that paying a fine is optional? Four, are you aware that attending a court is optional? You can if you want to, but you don't have to. I'm Emilio, and I'm very excited to share with you some secrets that many have not even heard about, known about, or are just starting now to hear about. Surprised? Well, try this for size. Every mortgage and loan is fully repaid from day one. You can pay it again if you want to, but you don't have to. You see, if nobody has ever told you that you have a straw man, your all caps name, a fictional entity that was created by the government, then this could be a very interesting experience for you. You see, your straw man was created when you were just a couple days young. Far too young to know anything about it. But then it was meant to be a secret anyway. And the purpose is to swindle you. And it has been used quite effectively for so long to do just that ever since it was created. Perhaps it is about time that you learn about your straw man, or starting to hear about the straw man and hear about accepted for value, return for value, and how our birth certificates are actually bonds and trust that was created when we were born. And it's being traded on the New York Stock Exchange if you're an American, you or claim to be a U.S. citizen. 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, that means that'll make you a federal employee, that'll make you a slave, that will make you born in the District of Columbia because that's where the U.S. is located. Now, we're not going to go into full detail in regards to that. We'll save that for another time. But let me just tell you, it's about time you learn and become educated about the straw man, your all caps name, and what has been done to you. Knowing about it is the most important first step. First and foremost, congratulations. Because you need to go on a journey of discovery. And what you're about to discover is not very pleasant. However, since you have decided to act and become learned, this knowledge could literally change your life for the better and forever. If you think that you're in debt, that you owe child support, you owe utilities, you owe credit cards, you owe any car payments, I have some information and something to tell you. You see, you don't owe anything. You think you're in debt? Well, guess what? You can get out of it if you are willing to stand up for your rights and refuse to be swindled any longer. Let's start at the beginning and find out where your straw man came from. That way you can get a better understanding. It all started when your parents had you. You were in the womb of your mom, gave birth to you. A couple days later, you entered, well, when you entered the world, a couple days later, okay, you not knowing what's going on or what's going to happen because you're not aware. Not aware of these things like your straw man. It had already been created a couple days right after you were born, and it was being used to make some very unscrupulous people rich. None of this obviously is your fault. It happened because your parents were fooled into thinking that they needed to register your birth and get a birth certificate for you. So they apply for a birth certificate, not understanding what can happen when they would do such a thing. Well, what did happen? According to local authority and to facts, they lost ownership of their baby, which is you. They allowed a straw man to be created. Now, straw man is not anything to be afraid of. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, it's a great thing once you know what it is, why it was created, and how you can become total beneficiary and take control of your property, which is actually your estate, which is actually a bond. Now they register you, okay, with the state, and it's a contract. It becomes a contract, and in reality, it is null and void because there was not full disclosure by the local authority, nor was there intent to contract on the part of the parents. So your mom created, or your dad registered you, you got a birth certificate, then eventually probably you got, depending on where you were, you know, born, you get a social security number as well. Okay? So what happens, the registering of a baby's birth actually passes ownership of the baby to the local authority, the government, and that alone allows the local authority staff to take the child away from the parents if they ever want to do that. You see it all the time. You have DIFAS, you have all these different agencies, CPS, Child Protective Services, that interfere in the lives of parents that have not requested nor sought these agencies that are there to be devilish, corrupt in their ways of doing their business, because it is all a business. Okay, everything that does happen in regards to bills and charges being put on people because of, you know, what they call law not being law, because statutes and codes are not law, and people are going to prison, they're going to jail because they broke a statute or they broke a code. Okay, so once we become knowledgeable and we understand what is going on, we're going to be better equipped to take on the challenges that's going to arise when you're seeking your freedom and you're standing up to these goonies, aka government, public officials. Now, not all public officials are bad or ignorant, but most people in government are there to make money. They have an agenda. The agenda leads back to money. Okay? No matter how long it takes to get that, their main objective is to make money. And they do not care at what cost. Okay? So the registering of your birth certificate now gives these governments the lawful right, so to speak, okay, the legal right, so to think, to come and do what they want to do. Take the children away from their parents. This applies until the child reaches the age of maturity set by the current legal statutes. It can be 18, it can be 21. So doing that is not lawful, but after the birth has been registered, it becomes legal. And there is a world of difference between those two terms, a difference which it is very important that you come to understand clearly and become knowledgeable on the type of words that they're even using. So what is a straw man? A straw man is a fictitious legal, okay, entity created with the hope that as the child grows up, he or she will be fooled into believing that the straw man, which he most definitely is not, or she is not, and pay all sorts of imaginary costs and liabilities which get attached to the straw man by con artists. Okay? And as you continue listening, you'll have a better understanding. Okay? How is a straw man created? Well, the mechanism revolves and involves that unnecessary birth certificates, which the parents imagine is about and belongs to their baby, neither of which is actually true. So if the baby has been named James and the family name is Martin, then you would expect the birth certificate to have the name James Martin written on it. If that is what is written on it, then all is well. And capital J, lowercase A-M-E-S for James, and last name Martin, capital M, lowercase A-R-T-I-N, right? However, if any other name is there, then the document is not a birth certificate, but instead is the creation of a straw man masquerading as James Martin. Once again, capital J, lowercase A-M-E-S, last name, capital M, lowercase A-R-T-I-N. The alternative entries might be any of the following examples. All caps, James. All caps, Martin. Mr. James Martin. Martin, Mr. James, or anything else which is not exactly James Martin and nothing else. Why create a straw man, you say, you ask? Well, the answer is in order to charge the straw man imaginary costs and penalties and fool the individual, James Martin, into paying those amounts. These imaginary charges include income tax, council tax, inheritance tax, capital gains tax, road tax, import tax, value added tax, fuel levy, loan interest, bank charges, and anything else you can think of, child support, okay? Parking tickets, anything that involves what they consider violations to their statutes and codes. You know, it can be, you know, double parking, you know, DUI. As long as you have not harmed, hurt, injured anyone, then you have not committed any crime. And many people are going to prison, they're going to jail because they're not knowledgeable. They don't understand the system that has been created. Okay? Now, let's talk a little legalese. Legalese is a secret language invented to trick you. This is what the attorneys and the lawyers use. It uses English words but attaches secret meanings to those words with the sole intention of stopping you believing that what they are saying is true and accurate. It has nothing to do with the normal meaning in the English language, though. You see, their purpose is to trick you, rob you, cheat you. Okay, so for example, they will say to you, do you understand? In English, that means, do you comprehend what I am saying to you? And the automatic response would be yes, meaning I do comprehend what you are saying to me. But these sneaky, underhand people have changed the meaning in legalese to mean, do you stand under me? Meaning, do you grant me authority over you so that you have to obey whatever I tell you to do? You see, so you see this so often in the courts, in the government systems, where they are demanding something of you against your will, most likely under threat, duress, and coercion. And what makes it even worse is that they will never tell you that they have switched from English to legalese. Of course not, because that's part of the game. What do you think? That is not dishonest or what? Underhand and unscrupulous, that's how they roll. Okay? Now, whether or not that is actually true, that they play these switcher rules, is debatable, because that is effectively a verbal contract anyway. Okay, between you and them, for any contract to be valid, regardless, legalese, not legalese, there has to be full and open disclosure of all of the terms within a contract. Unreserved acceptance by both parties, agreeing to the terms and conditions. Okay, and many times, in most cases, that has most definitely not occurred, because you are not agreeing when you get a traffic violation to that traffic ticket, agreeing to go to court. You're only doing it under threat, duress, and coercion. You're only doing it because you think you have to. You only do it because you think you're guilty, because they make you think you're guilty, because they have brainwashed society. So what is the point in all of this? Well, this maneuver is intended to trick you into agreeing to represent your straw man, you see, that they created. Why, you may ask? Okay, it takes a bit of explaining. And you need to understand the overall situation. What they call humans in etymology, that's the actual dictionary to words and the real meanings of words, etymology, E-T-Y-M-O-L-O-G-Y, I believe is the spelling. You can do a DuckDuckGo search, etymology, I believe, .com, and find it. And they have us listed as humans, which is actually the true meaning. Humans is actually defined as monsters. But anyway, all humans are born equal. That's what they say, right? And that's what we know, with complete freedom of choice and action. Okay, if you live in the same place as a lot of other people in the world, then there are a few restrictions which have grown up by common consent over time. These restrictions are for your protection and the protection of other people living near you. These restrictions are called the law, or more accurately, common law, and they are few in number and very easy to understand. They are: you must not injure or kill anyone. You must not steal or damage things owned by somebody else. You must be honest in your dealings and not swindle anyone. You see, very simple. Okay? Common law is very simple. No legalese here. See, these have resulted from hundreds of years of disputes which have been dealt with through using common sense and the opinions of ordinary people. See, these are only limitations put upon you. You don't have to abide by them. Okay? Many people think that there are hundreds of other laws which they have to keep, and new ones every other day that they come up with. But that is not so, guys. These things are called statutes and codes, and they are not law. They're just that, statutes and codes. Okay? Statutes and keeping them is optional for you, the human, the spirit being, the live, living man, woman, breathing soul. But they are not optional for your fictitious straw man, you see? And that is why the people who benefit from those things want to persuade you to represent your straw man and so become subject to all their invented restrictions and charges. If you knew that they were optional, would you agree to, for example, give most of your earnings away in taxes? Would you agree to pay to own a vehicle? Would you agree to pay to own a television set? You know, to pay to drive on roads which were built with your money. Be forced to join the armed services if you are told to. Okay? No. Were you ever told these things are optional? No. If you agree to represent your straw man, your all caps name, which makes you the agent heir of that estate, because a straw man is actually considered an estate. A trust, a Seste KV trust, okay? If you agree to represent your straw man, then these things become binding on you, although you're not liable. These are some of the statutes which politicians keep inventing in order to make you poor, make them and their friends and families rich, and keep you in a position where you have to do everything you can to pay and do as they say, no matter how much that harms you and does away with your natural rights and freedom. That's the price you pay for being ignorant. We select the government to represent us, so we have to do what they say. After all, they have our best interests at heart, don't they? And no, that is not the case. If you're one of those people that believe the government have our best interests, then you're very foolish. And no apologies either for saying that. You think that you elect politicians to represent you in your government, but that is not what you actually do and what you're doing. That is part of a very carefully illusioned, intended mirror, so to speak, to keep you in your place and giving most of your earnings away. Typically 80% of you earn. Part of the secret is that what is supposed to be your government is actually a privately owned for-profit company, and all that you do when voting is help choose the serving officers inside that company. It will never make the slightest difference to what happens in the future, as the company policy and actions are controlled by the owners of the company, and they are not influenced in any way whatsoever by what you want. You think this is far-fetched? Yeah, many people think it's far-fetched. Check out Dun & Bradstreet or any other of the places which records the setting up and performance of the commercial companies worldwide. There's over 160 million commercial companies worldwide. When you do that, you will discover that, for example, the House of Commons, which happens to be a commercial for-profit company, number UC227943, the Labour Party, is a commercial company which trades under the name of Alistair Darling MP, which is the House of Lords, which is the highest court in the land, which happens to be a private company, the United Kingdom Corporation Limited, formerly known as the United Kingdom PLC, and which never complied with the law which requires it to file its financial records. They do what the heck they want, but demand so much of the people, and they go around breaking laws, using fraud, deception. They're a private company, the Ministry of Justice, DUNS number 22-549-8526. Directors, Lord Falconer of Thorotone, is a private company set up in the year 1600. The Bank of England, which happens to be a private company, every court and every police force, and even the Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, is a company and not a person. It's ridiculous when you discover that the Devon and Cornwall Police is a company which has been taken over by a company owned by IBM, which many of us know, the computer conglomerate, which is paid an annual budget of millions, over $200 million taken from members of the public. Gilbert and Sullivan would have loved this reality as a script for one of their comedies. Lancashire County Council was incorporated as a company, IP00666C, in 2002. Its registered office was third floor, Christ Church Precinct, County Hall, Preston, and it was completely dissolved on 25th January 2008. And all of its assets and liabilities were transferred on 12th November 2007 to another company. You see, so they put all this information out there, okay? They want you to be burdened down with paying them money and working so hard for so long that you don't have the time, money, or energy to stop and think about what is happening to you and your family. As you go to a 9-to-5, after your 9-to-5, you just want to relax. You just want to unwind, whatever that means to you. Goals and dreams, you may not have none because you don't have time. Although we all have the same time, I believe Oprah has dozens of businesses and she has the same time as you and I. When people say they don't have time, they say that all they're saying is they don't have time for themselves. They don't have time to upgrade their life style. They don't have time to improve. They don't have time to become prosperous. They don't have time to become greater or better. They don't have time to expand their mind. They don't have time to grow and learn. That's what they're saying. And it's a shame that people are not willing to put in the time so they can be free once and for all. Okay? They are desperate to stop you from just walking away from their scam and not becoming educated on this. There's a lot of fear-mongering on the internet talking about the strawman is not real, it's false. And so they make every effort to connect you with the fiction, which is, you know, your straw man, to continue to know that, no, that's you, that you are the same individual, which is not true. Your straw man, because fictitious entity that it is, because these companies can't deal with a real man or a real woman, so that's why they created the straw man. They can only deal with another fiction like your straw man. And it is essential that they fool you into believing that you have to act on the behalf of your straw man, which you don't. Okay? Now, there are a number of things that I want to discuss with you. And this is just a little introduction on what we'll be discussing, not only in our next podcast, but also a series of the straw man and how you can take ownership and things that you can do to become complete agent heir of that estate and showing proof, showing that you have standing and you're not a minor, you're not decedent, all these things that they consider you, that you're operating on the law of the land, natural law, common law, which are the only laws which apply to humans. Okay? Statutes and codes are not law. And we're going to be discussing further. Get yourself a Black's Law Dictionary. Look into getting the fourth edition. Pocket size is great size to start out with. You don't need something so big. You want to be able to take this with you everywhere you go. I know people say, I want to get me the big one and start out with a fourth edition, pocket size. Start looking up the definition of words in there and become more educated with the terminologies, with the words, with these cases. So that way you can become free. And knowing that no matter what happens to you, no matter what comes in the mail that they say you owe, knowing that you don't owe anything and you can accept it and return it for value. Okay, that's something we're going to be discussing in the other podcast as we continue on the series. I want to thank you for listening in. Very interesting stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you. Very interesting knowledge to help you grow and prosper in the world where it may seem as if it's stacked against you. But what if you knew that you no longer have to pay your mortgage if you have one because it was already paid for by your signature, which happens to be your straw man at closing? What if you knew that bills that come in the mail are actually checks and you can receive those checks deposited into your own account right back to you once you accept it and return it for value? You see, there is a process to all of this. A lot of people want to be able to take money from their trust from their estate, from the government, and that's not the way this is set up, and that's not the way this works. You have to become knowledgeable. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know that the system was created to be successful, and they're not going to allow anyone to come and get money and not knowing what they're doing, and then eventually having to pay it back, or eventually can possibly end up in jail or in prison because you did the wrong thing. You didn't protect yourself. You did not have standing. You were still a minor who stole from an adult. Picture yourself a child stealing from an adult. There are consequences. But when you become an adult, you're not going to steal. You know better. There's no need for you to steal. You have everything you desire. You have everything you want. Once you know who you are, what the strongman is about, you become a secure creditor in regards to, once again, using your strongman as your property, as your estate, knowing that that strongman, that paper, that birth certificate is not you. That's government created. And once you understand that and you know what steps you can do to maneuver, to use, to protect, defend, and benefit as a beneficiary heir of that estate, then you're not going to have any bills. Bills does not exist. Okay? So once again, this is something we're going to be discussing in the next podcast. I thank you for listening in. Please visit aware@areweallreallyeducated.com for more insight, more tools, trainings, podcasts, webinars. You can find it at Aware. Thank you. I'm Emilio, signing off. Until next time, my friends, continue educating yourself and learning what is the straw man and how you, the agent heir of that straw man trust, Seste KV trust account, can manage and maneuver and control and have standing and protect yourself by knowing that's your property, know how to use your property, and not allow any of these corporations to bamboozle you any longer in thinking that you have an obligation to them just because you broke a statute and code. And statutes and codes are not law. And once you understand that, and you understand that you have not broken any laws, you've not harmed, injured, hurt anyone, then you're going to be a much freer individual and have that peace of mind, knowing that you no longer have to suffer in a system that was created to keep you suffering. Peace.